Matthew is pissed off.
Straight in with the piss off.
Yeah, Matthew is pissed off. So I've set up to record downstairs. Matthew's been up on the Peloton on the bike.
Mm.
Matthew shouts downstairs that he's going to do something. I said, I'm just about to go into a podcast record, and this is what came from Matthew. Well, can you... What about if... Well, don't worry, I'll just have to do it later.
I mean, that was very Mal-esque.
Oh, he was in a Mal's... You could tell that... You could hear the heart sink that I'm sat in the lounge doing the record.
Also, I mean, we have had... We should actually say... At the top,
I was going to come onto this,
But you know, this is the first step using our new producer, Joel, who is here listening in. We've had a few technical issues, not actually Joel's fault at all.
Just
our shit Wi-Fi, and the fact that the Wi-Fi out where I normally do the record is being a prick. So we've had to do loads of finnying around. We've had to move around. I've had to lug a mic and headphones and everything back into the house. Lugging shit everywhere. And actually,
you can't use the word lug for moving a microphone.
It is. I've lugged it. It's a piece lugged of it. Kit, that.
It's a piece of kit. It's not like you've lugged a bloody like boombox or something, is it? It's a mic.
Well, I've had to lug, and I shouldn't have to be lugging because it should just be there, and I should just be able to get on and get recording. And so, anyway, here we are, gang. We are here bringing you this week's episode with our new producer, Joel Henry.
How has your week been?
Well, yeah, it was okay, actually, I think. I had quite a nice weekend. Nels and I went over to Oxford.
Yes, so I hear.
Oxford is nice. It's got some nice shops there. Went into the old Uniqlo.
I went to Milton Keynes on Saturday, did a bit of shopping myself.
Yeah, so it was nice. Just had a bit of a mooch around the Oxfords. Went on the train. Lovely. Love a train journey.
Nice.
And then yesterday, just quite a nice little chilled out day. Went for an absolutely bloody delicious roast out.
Nice.
I love a roast out, as long as it's a good one. If it's it is absolute dog shit. You sit there thinking, why did I not just have fish and chips?
Yeah, exactly.
Had a roasty. And then we watched a film, a little family film afternoon. So it was actually really quite wholesome.
Family day.
Yes, it was. Yes. Nice. Yes. What about you, Patrick?
Yeah, very nice. Went shopping in Milton Keynes. Saw Chloe Kent on Friday night. Shout out to Chloe Kent.
Chloe Kent from Kent. Yes.
Chloe Kent didn't have lip filler.
Good. In fact, I had some messages with Chloe Kent.
I know. She sent me a message. She sent me a message saying, Ange has got my back.
Yeah, she was like, because when she put her little thing on her stories, basically, for people who don't know, Chloe Kent from Kent is a TikTok sensation, an Instagram sensation. Her and Patty have become friends. I'm not included in that. So, I mean, it's fine. Chloe and I are sort of friends on a very superficial level, and that's okay. So I can be okay with that.
That's fine.
So they got together Friday night, and they're obviously having some sort of, was it some sort of aesthetics night or something? Everyone round getting pumped up and shit. Is that what's going on?
Everybody round getting pumped up.
I literally was like, is this just they've gone around someone's house to have like shit shoved in their face and up their bum and in their stomachs and shit? Is that
Cassie
what
was wasn't
on?
Getting pumped up. Cassie was getting dissolved.
Right. So, okay. So some people are pumping up and some people are dissolving. Is that what it was?
I didn't have any treatments done.
I'm pleased about that, Pats, because we have talked about this, obviously, not on pod, but we have discussed this. And I was concerned because I was thinking, they've had a bloody pump up night. Patty's going to be pumped up as well.
Pumped up.
But you're obviously not pumped up.
Well, I was taking the piss out of Chloe because she was going to get lip filler and then changed her mind. And I was like, go on, go for it, go for it. And then I just said out of nowhere, you've got no Cupid's bow, Chloe. You really need to have it. And then all night I was just saying to her, all right, bloody Cupid's bow in the corner. Shut the fuck up. So did that Friday. Shout out to Chloe Kent from Kent.
Mm-hmm. Without any lip filler. Well done.
Without any lip filler and no Cupid's bow. Mm-hmm. Then Saturday just went shopping. And then yesterday I cooked a roast.
Yeah, you had a big fat roasty, didn't you?
Had a big fat roast, yeah. So,
but without Malamargs.
Malamargs cancelled, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did see something funny on Very British Problems.
Yes, okay, please go ahead. Caller.
It's the 3rd of November and there's already a tin of posh biscuits in the house that I'm not allowed to touch until Christmas. This is it now, isn't it? I nearly bought some Quality Street from Lidl.
Did you? Yeah.
On Sunday. Yeah. And then I thought, there is no way Mardy will.
No,
I mean, I'd have to just keep them in the boot of my car.
Yes. You'd have to have them under lock and key.
I bought from Lidl a couple of couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah.
A whole tub of salted caramel ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Thought,
I'm going to have a bit of that.
Shit.
The whole fucking tub gone.
Marty.
Oh, I was going to have some of that. Oh, yeah, I had it. I had it the other night.
I just smashed it. I just smashed it the other night, Pat. So what you had here?
There is no way a box of Quality Street would stay.
I did have my first pince mai yesterday.
How was it?
Oh, my gosh. It was so... I bloody love mince pies.
Mate.
Mince pie and a cup of tea.
Mate. Oof. Not the tea for me, but a mince pie, yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, no cut of tea for me, but give me a mince pie.
Yeah, it was the first of the season. Mince pie.
Nice.
Now, I did just want to, we had a few messages in from people off the back of last week's episode. We talked, we did our urban, which we haven't done for a while, urban dictionary.
Did the urban, yeah.
Which was Teddy Bro. Teddy Bro was the urban dictionary. And it's basically a man who is like really into sort of being quite a lad, lifting weights, playing soccer, doing lots of good stuff, but also very into spas and candles and quite sort of feminine shit.
I think I might be a Teddy Bro now.
Well, do you know what? I actually was giving this some thought.
Yeah, I think I might be.
No, not you being a Teddy Bro.
Yeah, I think I am.
When you said, it wasn't until I've given it more thought this week. Marty is not a Teddy Bro. You were like, straight, I think Marty's a Teddy Bro. I mean, at the time, I kind of went with it. But on reflection, I think you've really not got that right.
Why? What is it about Marty that's not a Teddy Bro?
Well, Marty's not bloody into MMA fighting and lifting weights, is he?
I think he can be into lifting weights. Maybe not MMA fighting.
Well, I'm afraid that is part of the criteria. You've got to be into MMA.
I had somebody this week describe me as a ladette.
I don't think you're a ladette.
I always think that a ladette is like somebody who drinks pints.
Yeah, you've never been a pint drinker.
I do like a shandy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go to a pub and have a pint of shandy, would you? It's not like, you might have one every now and then if you're on your holidays or something, but it's not like a part of your life.
I didn't think I fitted the criteria of a ladette.
No, you are definitely not a ladette. I don't think you're a Teddy Bro. I don't think Marty's a Teddy Bro. I think that was... I'd really think you've gone weird there when you think Marty's a Teddy Bro.
I had somebody, I put a picture up of Marty because he's obviously doing Movember. And I had somebody message back from that saying, Teddy Bro.
I think they're lying.
I think they're lying.
But someone sent in, hang on, I did take a note of it. Katie sent an interesting one, which I thought, oh yes, Katie. So Katie said, do we think Michael Shipman is a Teddy Bro?
No.
Oh, now I think Mike could be Mick.
You could see Michael Shipman being into MMA fighting and lifting weights.
Yeah, I actually could see Mick being into that. Yeah. No. Well, I think he is. So there we go. And the other person that someone said about being a Teddy Bro, who I can't remember who it was Harry Styles. I think he could be a Teddy Bro.
Yes. Now I could see. I think he's too effeminate.
No, I bet he loves a bit of MMA and weightlifting and shit.
Yeah,
I bet
possibly.
He loves that. Yeah. Behind closed doors.
But you see, I love that sort of stuff now.
What, MMA fighting?
Well, hang on. It doesn't have to. Hang on.
No, I think MMA has got to be part of it.
You That's perfect. I'm just about to start CrossFit. That is Teddy Bro Central.
That's not Teddy Bro. It's got to be like angry shit.
You didn't even know what CrossFit was, so you can shut the fuck up. Anyway, I'm going to take this to the poll. Am I a Teddy Bro? I'm going to do, am I a Teddy Bro? Is Michael Shipman a Teddy Bro? They are going to be, keep your eyes peeled on Thursday. They're going to be the two polls.
Okay, so this week I am bringing my tits.
Okay. I love it when you get your tits out.
I've actually started calling them my jugs.
What's getting jugs, on my shitting jugs?
Jugs. Do you think jugs is a great word for breasts?
I prefer jugs. Baps.
Do you? You're more of a bap. I've really got into jugs. I've started saying it a lot recently.
I've really got into jugs. That is classic.
Okay, so what is getting on my shitting jugs is, when did it become a thing for shops to want to email you your receipt?
Oh, I like it.
No.
I like it.
I'll tell you for why. Because you then have to go through the whole shenanigan of spelling out phonetically your email address in the shop when you just think, do you know what, Trisha? You could just rip me off a receipt on a piece of paper and chuck it in my bag. Why am I having to stand here going A for apple, N for November, D for Derek, R for Romeo, E for Echo, A for apple? Go through that whole shenanigans.
Hang on. If you're going to do the alphabet, do it properly, please. It's A for alpha and it's D for delta. Why are you giving me apples and Derek in there? That is bullshit. You know who you've got to blame for this, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago? Greta Thunberg. She's back. She's fucking back. This is Greta, isn't it? You can't print out paper now because Greta will lose her shit. So.
But it's also, it's like, yes, it is Greta. Because it is Greta. Whole paper thing. It's the Greta thing. But it's also so that then these companies can bombard you with emails.
Well, no, because you can very quickly unsubscribe. And now, given the new GDPR, you shouldn't be being bombarded.
No, right, Pats, right. This is the added layer of jugs here for me. Because why do I then have to go in and unsubscribe when actually I don't want you to have my email anyway? Just give me the piece of paper. We don't have to have any communication from this point. I don't have to unsubscribe to your emails. Mm. I don't have to figure out how I go around doing that because I'm not tech savvy. Just give me the piece of paper, Trisha. And then if I want to keep the receipt, I can keep it. If I want to throw it away, I can. That is an invasion of my privacy.
Look, mate, if that's the least of your worries, come the next, come 2027, you're going to be after being lugging around metal straws with you because no fucker's going to give out a straw. I mean, we're all going to be looking dicks with pouches in our bags with metal straws in it and cleaners. And we're going to be like, we're going to call into McDonald's to get a Diet Coke and we're going to have it strawless. Oh, for fuck. We'll have to drink it out of like woven grass or something. And that all rests at Greta's door. That's it for me.
Yeah.
Greta is to blame for this.
Do you think we'll ever actually get to that though? I don't think we will.
Yeah. Oh, we totally will.
I think we would have got there by now. If
no,
we
no. We will.
You think
we will,
that's still on the horizon?
We will phase out plastic lids. They'll become cardboard that disintegrate into the cup. I mean, it's all going to be bullshit. You're not going to be able to drink a takeaway Diet Coke in a couple of years. You're going to have to just sip it out of your own hands because it goes everywhere. or what will happen is it will become like reusable bags. You'd have to carry a reusable cup with you everywhere, and if you say you've forgotten it, they'll charge you £2.50 for a cardboard cup from McDonald's.
It will just disintegrate.
I'll have a large Big Mac meal, please. Have you got reusable cup? No. Okay, that'll be £17.85 when you get to the window. That's what it's gonna be.
They could actually call it the Greta tax. That's what you're saying, yeah! Right?
I tell you what, very British problems would have a field day with that. They would have an absolute field day with adding Greta tax onto everything. Yeah. Forget VAT. That's going to be the least of our worries.
Yeah. There's no more VAT.
There'll be a budget in 2029 and everyone will be waiting for the Greta tax.
Yeah. We're moving from VAT to GT.
GTT. Greta Thunberg tax. Anyway, look, that is, I get it, but I don't mind the email. What I will say is Lidl have got this down.
Have they?
Yes, because on the Lidl app, you can opt out of paper receipts, but you just get it downloaded to your Lidl app.
Now that,
you just go and see your digital receipt on the app. I never get a paper one because I can get within like 24 hours of doing my shopping. It's there on the app. I can see what I bought, how much stuff was.
Which is good. But also, I mean, apps do get on my jugs a bit as well.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because you hate anything tech.
I do because like on Saturday, I was in Uniqlo, right? And they were saying you could get £10 off your purchase if you got the app.
Right.
And you think, okay, well, that's 10 quid. That's actually quite a saving.
10 quid.
So I'll get the app. But it's all the rigmarole.
Oh, it's a ball ache.
Oh, you're in the shop. People think you're in the queue. I'm not in the queue. Sorry, I'm just stood here trying to download the app. The Wi-Fi in there was shit.
Shit.
So it took me ages to download it. Then you have to put all your information in. Then they send you a verification code. So you've got to wait for the code to put that in, to get your thing, to say you've got the app. Then, I think this is what tipped me over the edge with this whole thing, and this is why I brought my jugs, is because I then went to use my £10 code that I just spent 4 hours downloading, putting information, getting verification codes, right?
Yeah.
Put the thing in, went to pay, scanned the code. No, you don't qualify. It's for anything over £70. Nowhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would have been.
Yes. Yes. So at that point, I was ready to just... I mean, how I didn't lose my shit, I don't know. And I feel like this has weighed heavy on my jugs since Saturday. And that's why I've brought it here today, because I was just so, I'm like, I've stood here doing this shit to get a tenner off for something I can't get a tenner off because I'm not spending over £70. And nowhere on all your advertising does it say that, Uniqlo.
Well, when I went into Pizza Express on Saturday to stop for a bite to eat, the waitress gave it all the like, if you download our app, she got to the word app and I said, I'm just going to stop you there. I know you're going to tell me I can get great rewards, but I can't be asked. I want to eat a pizza and get the hell out of here. And she went, oh, right, fair enough.
Yes.
She's like, don't give me this spiel about downloading your app and you'll get points and then you'll get £1.50 off when you spend 350 quid in here on pizza. Fuck you, I'm not interested.
That's what I mean. It's just all this stuff. And then I just end up with a phone full of apps that I don't
use. That you don't use, yeah.
And I know I can delete them. And I know that's part of life.
You're not going to. You don't even read your bloody text messages. You've got about 3,000 unread messages. You're not going to go in down deleting apps, are you? You don't give a shit.
Exactly. And this all ties into apps and email receipts.
I get it.
You get it.
I get it.
Thanks. Okay, brilliant. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Right, now then, We had in two Beavers.
Beavers.
That's what I started saying.
Beavers.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are.
Can I just say, before we go any further on this, Vicky Snedders, aka Snedders, has actually been gold with this.
Oh, she has. This... I mean, if we made money, we'd owe her some, but we don't make any money, so she can't have any.
This segment has gone viral.
It's gone massive. It's huge.
So, Snedders, we know you listen every week. Well done. Yeah. Great segment.
Thanks. You've come with some gold here, Sneds. Just as Bieber. No relation to Justin.
Perhaps we should just start calling this segment Justin.
Yes.
There we go, Justin.
I love that. Don't you love that when you get a word and you can make another word and it becomes a thing?
You just love changing anything, including people's names. Like, anything that you can change or make unique to yourself is, like, the biggest joy in the world.
It absolutely is. I did it last night, right? Fresh. This is fresh. Bringing this fresh, right?
This episode feels chaotic.
Welcome, Joel.
Yeah.
last night... I'm going to try and compose myself now.
Come on.
This is really, well, I think it's funny. Hopefully it lands well. But I was going to put the dishwasher on. Tilly was in the kitchen with me. Tilly is actually Nella Ellen, my daughter. So she's in the kitchen with me. And I said, oh, I just need to put the dishwasher on. I just need to get, I said, oh, can you pass me the tablet? So then she said, oh, yeah, here's the tablet. I said, oh, thanks for the tableau, Pablo.
Diablo.
Pablo Escobar. So I just said, from now on, I'm just going to say, I'm just popping in the Pablo Escobar. And then I'll...
Before you know it, that'll just be the Pabs.
Exactly. That's what happens in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need to interject quickly before you go on to Justin, because I just remembered something while you were talking.
Mm.
We need to give a shout out to someone.
Oh, we do. Well remembered, Patty Sheens. We absolutely do.
So our parents were with James somewhere swanky at the weekend and were having a lovely time. And it my dad got called to go and get some drinks. They said, oh, Mr. Corden. And this woman that he'd been talking to is called Catherine. Shout out to Catherine.
Catherine.
Looked really happy, looked at our dad and said, oh my God, finding the funny with Ruth and Ange. Which obviously when that happens in our family, that's a big fucking deal.
Because it's only actually happened twice.
Twice. But we'll take those two times. And our nephew was absolutely stunned. Our 13-year-old nephew was stunned that it was obviously, like, we're stunned too. That is weird when that happens.
Yeah.
But Catherine, mate, you made our day. That story made our absolute day.
It really did. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
That your thoughts around the surname Corden were for Ruth and Ange. And not for our brother. So that was really lovely. And thank you so much for listening. And we really hope that you've listened to this one and you've heard your shout out because, well, we bloody love you. So
just quickly
very much,
on
Catherine.
That, just quickly on that, I'll never forget the time. This was going back quite a few months now. I stood outside a theatre with Sheridan Smith. Oh, clanger. Just pick up that name off the floor. And this woman came running over and was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I looked at Sheridan. She said, I can't believe it's you, Ruth. I love your podcast.
No.
And I went, oh my God, thanks. That's amazing. It's so lovely to meet you. But I'm stood with Sheridan Smith. And she looked at Sheridan and went, oh my God, yeah, hi.
It is so lovely.
Most bizarre experience of my life.
I've had it a couple of times. Just in the last couple of months, actually. One time in the waiter rows. I was walking up and down the aisles. I did think this woman kept looking at me. I thought, hello, yes, I am. I just thought she was being nice and thought,
she's pretty.
She's hot. Yeah. Carried on walking. And then eventually she came up and said, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to disturb you, but I just want to say I love your podcast. And I was just like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then a similar thing happened in a shopping centre. I was walking out of a shop and this lady came up to me. She said, I love your podcast. Thank you so much for making me laugh every week.
Amazing.
And those little moments, honestly, they mean so much. So
totally.
You know, if you ever see us out and about, feel free, say hello.
Come and say hi.
Yeah. Right. Should we do a quick Justin?
Let's do a Justin.
Let's do a Justin. Okay. So we had two of the same Justins in from two different listeners.
Whoa.
Which made me think, right. And it actually is an absolute belter of a Justin.
Okay.
Okay. So we had, so it came in from Danny Mason 85.
Right.
And the Queen, Levine.
Levine.
Laura Levine. Queen Levine.
Levine.
So they Laura both said, Danny Mason said, things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are, walking back to your group after bowling.
Yes.
And then Levine said the same thing. And I was like, oh my gosh. That is a level of Justin that's quite high, I feel.
Well, I think the thing is, right, is you, unless you just have an average sort of go where you hit a couple down, you're fucked either way, aren't you? Because if you hit a strike, do you go mental? Do you celebrate? Do you go back high-fiving? Yeah, well, I mean, that never happens to me because I'm shit at bowling. Or if you have a shit go, you feel like a prick.
Yeah.
And you think, oh God, that literally was a gutter ball.
Gutter ball. Yeah.
And so you sort of have to do the whole like turn around, roll your eyes. Oh God, shit. That was terrible, wasn't it? Oh, I can't bowl to save my life. Both, if you hit an average shot, it's like, oh yeah, my go's over. Brilliant. I knocked down 6 or 7. Perfect. Brilliant. Done. Who's up next?
Yeah.
The thing that annoys me about bowling as well, right, is you're in a big group, there's like, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 of you, people who don't keep an eye on when it's their go.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
You spend the whole game going, Ange, Ange, is she? Oh, she's
go. You're up, you're up.
No, hang on, is she looking?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
you have to do a Mal, hello. You spend the whole time looking around, just shouting people. Say it's your go. And one more thing before I let you speak, Andrea, and then I promise that I will. Anybody who books 2 games of bowling back to back is a prick. Oh, it's too many. It's too many.
You're a psychopath. You're a psychopath if you're doing that. Yeah. I mean, why? I mean, one is enough. But if you're going 2 rounds of bowling.
20 goes.
Yeah.
That 20 is... goes of bowling. No thanks.
No. I mean, it is a bit. It's a bit boring bowling, actually.
Oh, I like a bowling. We used to do bowling in Swindon easier, and I do think it can be fun.
Yeah, but do you know what I think it is? I think it's fun for the first 5 goes. And then I think that's when people switch off,
that is
wander
true.
Off. Because people are like... do you know what I mean? People are like, I've done... And obviously, because every go is 2 balls. So if you've done 5 goes, you've done 10 balls. I'm okay now. I've done a little bit.
Done it.
I think you should be able to just do like a half bowls. Just do your 5.
Yeah.
Just be done. Do you know what I mean?
And also, I am so bad at it.
Mm.
I honestly cannot throw that ball in a straight line. I just can't do it. I just can't.
But that's, you're just not very coordinated.
No.
Really,
oh,
you?
No.
You know,
no.
Anything.
But... bowling, I just, that ball, I mean, maybe it might be different now because I do lift in real life.
Yes,
so
you've bigged up your lifting game, haven't you?
So maybe really? I would be you know, I'd have the strength and the core strength and the stability on my feet. I mean, I haven't fallen over for a good number of months now. That is the
that is your barometer.
And I actually thought, genuinely, I thought about this the other day. I was like, God, my core strength must be really kicking in because I've not tripped over anything for ages.
I love that that's That's your barometer. Mind.
Yeah.
That's your barometer.
Well, it's your core strength that does that, doesn't it? That's what keeps you on your feet. Strength. And, you know, if you've got good core strength, it will kick in and hold your balance.
Hold you
and,
up. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to go arse over tit here because...
I've actually felt it happen a few months ago. Matthew and I were in London and we were walking down the street and I actually said to Matthew, whoa, my core just kicked in then and kept me on my feet because I very nearly... very nearly went.
My core just kicked in.
Yeah, get me on my feet. I could feel it. I could
that
feel it.
Is one of the funniest things you've ever said. My core just kicked in.
Ange, I believe you've got a dickish for us.
We've had a dickish in from one of our OGs, Mrs. Lindsay Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
Now, she says, dickish, crowding the luggage conveyor belt post-flight when the luggage is still on the plane. I mean, this whole thing around...
That.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing about flying. People become sort of slightly animalistic, I think, when they get into an
airport. It's like being in the jungle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone is literally like, just, I don't know, off their tits on getting somewhere.
It's like, everyone is off their tits on coke.
I mean, that's what it might be.
Yeah, so they've all done eight lines before they've landed.
Get off the plane. Just stand there. Get off. Get to the thing. Get to the conveyor belt. Just stand there. If you stand there, the luggage will come out quicker. It's like, mate, just relax. Just relax.
It's when people, though... see their bag and it's like they push it. No, it's just gonna go round, mate.
You're gonna have to wait
30 seconds more. If you don't get it at this point, it's like pushing out of the way, getting excuse me, I've seen our bag. That is Joel has just put in the chat. Mal. Joel was on it. Joel knows that is Mal. People like pushing people out of the way.
Yeah.
That is just it's not gonna disappear when it goes back through that door, guys. No
it's
one's gonna
come
it.
Back.
It's going to come back round and you're just going to pick it up and move on.
And off you go, Mal, John, Terry, whatever your name is. You know, it's really not that big a deal. Just
relax. Do you know what cracks me up, though, when we go to the airport with Mum and Dad? How little Margs does.
Oh, Margs is oblivious.
When we went to Spain, we walked into that room where the cases were and she just walked away from Mal and went and sat down.
And sat down. Yeah.
She went and took a seat.
Yeah. That is Mal. Oh, Margs.
There was no, like, I'll keep an eye for the bags. You know, what if Dad had needed a pee or something? Mm. Absolutely not. Margs just wandered off, arm behind her back, plodding along like a weeble. Off she goes. Sits down, waits for Mal to complete the game by getting all of the bags. Mal pushes it. Mal's pulling three bags behind him. Margs wandering along in her own world.
She does.
Where have
do
we got
that.
To go? Where have we got to go now, then, Mal? What have we got? I don't know, Mum. You can read, can't you? The signs are in English too.
Yes, she is.
Are we getting
oblivious.
On that coach now, then, Mal? What's that coach? Who's that guy there? Dad doesn't know, Mum. He's new here as well. We've just... What's that guy doing standing there, Mal? God only knows. She is oblivious. Oh, anyway, felt like a good episode. Good luck, Joel. Good luck. Remember, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.